Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is one of the most respected baseball journalists out there, unbiased national baseball journalist. He also hosts the Starting Nine Section 10 podcast, and of course is a tremendous follow on Twitter, and that is Jared Carrabas. Jared, good to talk to you. How you been?
Evan, it's been some time. It's honestly, it has been some time, but it is great to be back. You know what I miss the most about coming on this show is whenever you promote it, the people on Twitter being like, oh, God, why are you having that guy on? And you just answered that question for those people, Evan. I'm unbiased. I mean, it's, you know, people want to say, like, oh, I'm a Red Sox fan. That's not true. I love all 30 teams equally. So let's talk about some baseball.
Well, let me ask you about the Red Sox, because I think we knew going in they weren't going to be good. I mean, I think that was pretty obvious. Are you surprised with how truly dreadful they have been this season?
Yes. I think when they went from 10 postseason teams to 16 teams, I was like, oh, okay, like maybe we have a shot to see some postseason baseball in Boston this year. But prior to adding those extra six teams, I was like, well, they're not a playoff team. This isn't very good. I didn't expect them to be the worst team in the American League. However, I'm happy that they are. I love the chase for the number one draft pick, and it's very hard to compete with the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are a dreadful baseball team. But, you know, you could end up with a second draft pick, and either way, you could end up with a monster right-hander from Vanderbilt. So, I mean, even if they don't get the first pick, I'd be happy with the second pick.
Well, it's also the track record of this franchise over the last decade and a half is to win a championship, be very good, and then bottom out like we've never seen, like bottom out in this horrible way, and then come back within a year or two. That's basically the Red Sox formula the last decade.
Yeah, and you know, I feel bad for the Yankee fans that have been chirping me on Twitter after like the loss last night. I was like, listen, would you rather be me or would you rather be you? But what I mean by that is that the Yankees will just have winning season, winning season, winning season, winning season, winning season, but no championships. I mean, like, I don't even think the last Yankee World Series title was shot in HD. I don't even know what they were doing.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I would agree, and I think Yankee fans would agree, that you would take championships followed by missing the playoff years if it means winning the title. I'm completely with you. But you've got to be scared. I mean, I know all 30 teams are like your children, but the way this team's playing right now, I mean, they've won 9 in a row. They're actually healthy, which is just stunning. I mean, they've got a chance to win it all this year. Like we all thought going into the season. Absolutely. Why not?
No, I think when you watch, I know that you're a Mets guy, but have you actually watched the Yankees?
I have watched every pitch of the New York Yankee season.
So then if you've watched every pitch of the Yankees, then you would know that when they don't play at Yankee Stadium, which they won't have that opportunity in the postseason, they've been a bad team. They're just not as good. Like, look at and this is not even me being like, oh, like the Yankee hater. I'm not being a Yankee hater right now. I'm simply saying, if you look at the statistics, the home road split.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
Every single player on the Yankees, like, you know, you want to talk about Glaber, DJ, Luke Voigt, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, every single one of them, their numbers are drastically better at Yankee Stadium than they are on the road. You're not playing any games at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, but you are. Well, first of all, they will in that first round.
They are 9-14 on the road this year.
They have not been a good
fact.
No, it is a fact. I'm agreeing with you. They've been a bad team away from Yankee Stadium, and you're also right that The White Sox have been very good on the road. The Rays have been very good on the road. The Twins have not, by the way. The Minnesota Twins have been dreadful on the road. I think they've actually been worse than the Yankees on the road, if we're being fair about them. And the A's have been very average on the road as well. But neutral site is just very different. Like, you're not going to another team's building and playing. And I don't know who has the advantages at these neutral sites, but I wouldn't look at how a team's played on the road and think that's the end-all, be-all when you're playing a Dodger Stadium in the American League Championship.
So that's not what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at necessarily how bad the Yankees have been on the road, which is just true. I'm looking at how good they've been at home. Like, the discrepancy between the home road numbers is like what everyone was bringing up against the Astros in 2017. When everyone was like, oh my God, look at how good they were at home and look at how bad they were on the road and they must have been cheating. Again, I'm not implying that the Yankees are cheating. I'm just saying that their numbers as a team are wildly exaggerated.
But Jared, in fairness, because you are an unbiased journalist, in most seasons, that's usually what happens. Like with most teams.
Not this way. Not when you have, like, if you want to tell me that DJ LeMahieu is an MVP candidate, and then you go down the line with all these other guys, like people have made a case for Luke Voit.
Right.
I think, like, Luke Voit has 5 home runs on the road and 15 at Yankee Stadium.
That doesn't matter.
It is wild how,
have you ever really...
is crazy.
But, Jared, have you ever really, and I know you don't have a vote for the MVP of the Cy Young yet. You should have one, but you don't, right? You don't have a vote for these things. Okay.
I agree.
I'd like a vote, too, by the way. I don't know if I deserve it, but as, you know, a talk show host who watches baseball...
I'd give you one.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I watch baseball, too. You know, I watch everything as much as I can. Yeah. Have you ever really looked at home road splits when analyzing who the MVP of the Cy Young is?
Of course. I mean, like, when you're talking about, I don't think it's the end-all, be-all. It's definitely something you look at, and especially, you know, in Hall of Fame cases, of course, Todd Helton. Like,
that's different. That's Colorado.
That against Todd Helton for the home road splits for his whole career.
Different world.
In Coors Field, his whole career.
Different world. That's different because it's Coors Field. I don't think we look at Yankee Stadium or any other ballpark.
Of course, how many home runs? If you said that you watch every single pitch of the Yankee season, isn't DJ LeMahieu leading Major League Baseball in opposite field home runs since he came to the Yankees?
Oh, absolutely. He's benefited.
He hits these dinky little home runs to right field that would be fly ball outs, literally.
But Jared, no one looks at DJ LeMahieu when you make an MVP case and cites his home runs. You look at 370.
No, but
you
look at slugging percentage.
Sure.
You would look at OPS. I mean, that all factors in when he's hitting the home run.
I get it. Where did he hit the game-tying home run in the Game 6 of the LCS last year? Where did he hit that one?
What was that, right center?
But that
was,
yeah, no, what ballpark did he hit
him
in?
That's one home run.
Well, I'm just giving you an example.
Dude, right center, opposite field home runs. Since he came to the Yankees, why do you think that it? Do you think that if he signed with the Red Sox in 2019, that he would lead Major League Baseball in opposite field home runs since last year?
No, but I think that great players, and we've seen this over the years, tend to take advantage of their surroundings. And so if you're playing at Fenway Park, you know you've got the Green Monster in left field. When you're playing at Yankee Stadium, especially right center field, the new Yankee Stadium, you're going to take advantage of it. And if you look at DJ LeMahieu last year, like, he was great everywhere. Sure, he hit more home runs at Yankee Stadium. It's a hitter's ballpark, of course. But it's not like DJ LeMahieu went on the road and couldn't hit, you know?
No, I mean, DJ LeMahieu is a great hitter. I'm just saying that he doesn't hit nearly as well on the road as he does at Yankee Stadium.
Who's the
and that goes for all the Yankees' top hitters. I'm just telling you. You know what? I want the fan to put out a graphic with Yankees batting average, OPS, home and road this year. Go name by name.
Tweet that out, and
tell me if you think that the Yankees are going to fare as well in the postseason as you just claimed that they would.
But Jared, here's the thing. There's a couple of layers to this. Number one, DJ LeMahieu is a productive player anywhere. He's more productive at Yankee Stadium, okay? He's like a .320 hitter on the road, though. I get he's hitting .380 for
year.
The season. Yes, he is. Yes, he
no,
is.
Not this year. The whole team is a disaster on the road.
All right, I'm gonna read you the numbers, and you can react with your unbiased opinion. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
DJ LeMahieu at home, okay, at Yankee Stadium. To your point, .412, 800 slugging, 8 home runs, 16 RBIs, 1268 OPS. Amazing. DJ on the road, .315, 370 on base, 809 OPS, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs.
You're not telling me that his batting average dropped 150 points.
He's hitting 320 on the road, though, Jared.
But it dropped 150 points when he's not there?
Well, it's going to drop when you're hitting 412 in a location. It's not like it dropped from 310 to 210.
Okay, so drastically not as good at home as he is, he's not as good on.
Do you think
on the road as he is at home?
Do you think hitting 315 with an 809 OPS is good?
What are the names?
Well, no, we were talking about DJ. I mean, I'm admitting that the Yankees, because it's obvious, it's not a debatable thing that the Yankees have been a far better team at home. My dispute is, a lot of players and a lot of teams over the years have these kinds of splits. This is not some kind of new thing, and I don't think it's going to be the thing that hurts them when they're playing, or if they're playing, the Oakland Athletics at Dodger Stadium. You know what I mean?
So then my counter to that would be, if this team, I mean, I'm sure you recall that day in December, the news breaks, Gerrit Cole is going to the New York Yankees.
Yes.
And New York City celebrated as if the parade was the next day. They don't even have to play the games. This team is a World Series champion. And now you've watched this team play every single pitch, as you say.
Right. Yes.
Have they even come close to living up to the expectations that you had for them this year?
No, but here's the thing. First of all,
like a World Series champion doesn't finish well below 500 on the road. Like, that's not a World Series champion.
But, Jared, here's the thing we discussed, and we were here talking about it when they signed Gerrit Cole. The Yankees became prohibitive favorites to not only win the American League pennant. Now, I wouldn't say to win the World Series, because the Dodgers are up there, but to win the American League pennant.
They are a significantly better team.
Yeah, the Dodgers are tremendous. It's not worth talking about. We're talking about the American League. But what we acknowledged then, and we could certainly acknowledge it now, even in a season that none of us expected, is that what happened in the regular season was almost going to be irrelevant. It was all going to be about what happens in the playoffs. So
Correct. If
they won 110 games in a regular season and got knocked out in the LCS, it's a disaster. But just like this season, if they end up with a winning percentage that's far lower than we thought, and they don't win the AL East, which they're not, but they win the World Series, that's all that matters. And one thing you know and I know is that what happens in October usually has very little to do with what happened in the middle of June and the middle of August.
Yeah. I mean, it's all going to come down to the Dodgers being able to stop the Yankees, I think, because the Yankees will benefit from the A's being hurt, the Astros being hurt. I mean, they don't really have a legitimate monster threat right now.
Wow, so
you want to consider the White Sox, but the White Sox have another one of those things where it's like they have it's a ridiculous record against the Royals and the Tigers, and
right,
against everyone else their record isn't very good, so they could also be another one of those fraud teams like the Yankees. But I think who else is stopping them? Like the Twins are just never going to beat the Yankees in the postseason. We can all agree with that.
Wow, so you conceded this. You went from arguing about how flawed the Yankees are to basically giving them the American League pennant. Boy, you came around quick, man.
Unless, you know, who could stop them?
Well, Tampa Bay.
A team that simply does not make sense, but when you watch them, it's like, all right, fine, I guess it's happening. The Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays are the Yankees' daddy. Like, that's unequivocal.
Right now, that's the team that Yankee fans are, I wouldn't say fear is probably not the right word, the team that they look at as their biggest threat, rightfully so, is clearly the Tampa Bay Rays. But let me get, and we're talking to Jared Carrabas, in a general sense, who do you think this new format is going to benefit? And by new format, I don't even mean the first round. I mean 5 straight games with no off day in the division series, 7 straight games in the LCS. We know about how you can't maneuver your rotation the way you used to, bullpen usage. How do you think this is going to impact the postseason in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have an added benefit if you're a team like if the Cincinnati Reds get in, it's like they have a deep rotation. So it's like, you know, it doesn't matter if we don't have an off day. We're going to throw a legit stud at you pretty much every single game. If you're a team like Tampa, where it's like, okay, so we do have 3 legit starters in Glasnow, Morton, and Snell, but that game 4 in like a best-of-7 series, it's like, oh, all right, so we can just bullpen you to death, and they can do that better than pretty much anybody in Major League Baseball. So I can see a team that has, you know, like the three-headed monster up top, and that can also throw the bullpen at you, or a team that's, you know, you've got a deep rotation And it doesn't matter if we don't have a day off, because we're just going to fill that would-be day off with another legit stud. So I don't think that that's the Yankees, because if you're the Yankees, it's like you look at Tanaka's had a sneaky good season, but Garrett Cole and then who? I mean, it's,
No.
Their rotation is nothing to write home about.
No, but wait a second. Tanaka in the postseason is completely different, and you know that. You know that.
Yeah, he's no. I said he's been good this year.
Well, I don't even care. The regular season with Tanaka doesn't matter. I'd almost put him on a 1B level with Garrett Cole. That's how much I would trust Tanaka
that
in October.
Asinine.
Why? What is Masahiro's postseason numbers? Do you know?
I'm sure that they're very good. I mean,
they're off the charts.
Put it this way. Masahiro Tanaka's numbers in the postseason are very good historically.
Yes.
But if you're watching a playoff game, like, are you getting jacked up for a Tanaka postseason start the same way that you would for like Curt Schilling back in the day, or like Andy Pettit for the Yankee fans listening? Are you getting jacked up for Tanaka starts the same way that you did for Andy Pettit? No.
Well, you're not getting jacked up, but the truth is, when he goes out and starts in the playoffs, and I think the only knock you could have on him is that he goes 5 or 6 innings and that's it. Like, he throws 75 pitches and they got to take him out. But you know he's going to go out there and throw a hell of a game, because that's all he's done. Like, his entire postseason has been 6 innings, 1 run, 5 innings, 1 run. That's all he does. That's how he has like a below 2 ERA.
But can you trust that to continue? Is that like, take it to the bank, that's continuing? Like, you have no doubts in your mind that Tanaka in the postseason is nails, and there's no way that deviates from where it's always been?
Well, look, you never know with anything. I mean, even when Madison Bumgarner...
You knew it's Schilling. You knew it's Johnson. You were like, all right, those guys are going to go out there and shove, and we don't. Those are just, check those
Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson. Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson specifically, and I think Curt will get in. They're Hall of Fame pitchers. Like, we're talking about elite level guys. I'm just talking about, for the sake of this postseason run and really the last few years, I think he's done enough. I think the sample size is now big enough. It's 8 starts. It's not 3 starts. Where, yeah, I look at Tanaka in the postseason and say, I've got the utmost faith he's given me 6 innings and allowing 1 run. And I think the track record's there for him.
Sure. But even then, like, you're still going to have to win 2 best-of-7 series, and one of those presumably going to have to be against the Dodgers. The Yankees, at best, are 2 starters deep. The Dodgers are deep, deep. And say what you want about Clayton Kershaw in the postseason, by the way, but it's a 60-game season, and he's not going to have the same miles on him in October that he normally would have.
Well, believe it or not, I actually think Clayton Kershaw, I know his overall postseason numbers are terrible. I think he gets a worse rap than he deserves, because in the middle of all of that are some brilliant postseason starts. It's not as if every time he's out there, Matt Carpenter's hitting a grand slam off of him and he's pitching awful. You know what I mean?
No, I've been a long-time defender of Kershaw in the postseason. I think going into 2017, I was kind of riding that wave. But then after 18, when the Red Sox just bulldozed him a couple of times, I was like, I don't know if I can defend this anymore.
He's mostly been bad. Like, I'm not disagreeing. I mean, the numbers aren't very good. It's just that there are a lot of really good things mixed in there. So it's not as if, hey, he goes out there and there's 4 innings, 6 runs every single time.
Yeah.
That's all
I think it's but again, my main point is that if you've got a deep rotation or a bullpen that you can throw out there for the game that should have been the off day, the Tampa Bay Rays can do that. The New York Yankees cannot do that.
Do you know where?
Who's your number 3? Postseason starts.
Davey
today,
Garcia. I think Davey Garcia is the guy you're handing the ball to. He's been very impressive in the handful of starts.
21 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got, 4 starts in the big leagues in his life.
Yeah.
He's been good. He's been good, but the postseason is a different animal. I mean, we'll see. I'm not saying that you can't, have expectations for him, but the sample size is so small.
No, it's incredibly small. I think where the Yankees actually benefit, it's the opposite of what you're saying. We talked about this earlier, is that the main reason the Yankees have gotten knocked out the last 3 years is they haven't hit. That's the reason. They just haven't hit enough. They didn't hit against the Astros in 19. They didn't hit against the Astros in 17. Your 5-game or 4-game series against the Red Sox in 18, we know. And I think that their offense will benefit from what we're talking about, that they're not going to see top-of-the-rotation guys as often as they have in the postseason the last 3 years.
I mean, if you run up against Tampa, I mean, you're seeing a top. I mean, Blake Snell's had his struggles with the Yankees, but, I don't know. it's going to be very interesting to see what the Yankees' path is, because if they do match up against the Twins, I don't know that anyone on planet Earth is picking Minnesota.
They almost
have a bye if that's the matchup. But if the ALCS ends up being Tampa, because what if the postseason started today, would we get Yankees Rays in that first round?
No, you're talking in the first round, it'd be Yankees Twins. That would be the 4-5
matchup.
Okay, all right,
yeah. So that's a first round bye. Yep. And then you'd have an ALCS of Tampa in New York. And then I don't know. I would imagine the Yankees would be underdogs in that series.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken right now, if the Yankees finish where they finish, they'd be matched up with the Rays in the second round. They would actually be the divisional series where we would get Yankees Rays.
Yeah, that's terrible. You can't shoot off the fireworks finale like right in the beginning. You need that series to be best of seven.
Real quick, so what's your prediction? Yankees Dodgers?
If the Yankees can somehow avoid Tampa, then yes, Yankees Dodgers. But I think if the Rays get the Yankees in a series, that I'm taking Tampa. I mean, pitching staff wise, I mean, I love the Tampa pitching staff, but again, you watch that Tampa team night to night basis, you're like, there's no part of this lineup that you're like, can't get to that part of the lineup with the game on the line. Like it just doesn't exist. So I don't know. It depends on how, because the Yankee starter's been good. They've been good for like the last week or so. We can change. So we'll see. But I think my gut tells me we're going to see Yankees Dodgers in the World Series.
Jared, always appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on as always.
Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate this.
Jared Carrabas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.